Albert Breer, the Eagles make some splash in free agency, just a little bit. Your read on the moves the team made?
Well, you can certainly see investing in the young quarterback, which they've done to an amazingly high level over the last few years. You look at the way they invested in the position last year and bringing Sam back, investing in Chase Daniel, and then trading up to get Carson Wentz, the way they stock the staff, not only with Doug, but also with Flip and Reich behind him. You know, you see that investment last year, and now I think you see the investment again in getting Carson a couple of weapons who can strike downfield, and Torrey Smith and Alshon Jeffrey. So it's, I mean, to me, you can kind of see where the team's starting to be built around the young quarterback, which, I mean, has to be encouraging based on, and he was inconsistent, but based on the way that he played in the hole in 2016.
How good are Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith?
Alshon Jeffrey, if he stays healthy, can be one of the top 10, 15 receivers in the league. That's a big if. There have been questions about whether he can stay in shape before, but I know this. Last year, before the season started during training camp, the Bears were really encouraged with the shape that Alshon was in and thought he was ready for a dominant season. Now, obviously, injuries derailed that, the suspension derailed that, but Alshon's certainly capable of being a top 10 to 15 receiver in the NFL, and I think that's a big reason why he took a one-year deal, because he feels like if he can put together the kind of season that he thinks he's capable of, stay healthy and all the rest of it, he could wind up getting a Julio Jones-type contract after next year.
And Torrey Smith, really, the numbers were not there in San Francisco the last couple of years. Apparently, the Eagles believe is a product of San Francisco rather than Torrey.
Yeah, and, you know, I think even when he was in Baltimore, he was a little bit of a one-trick pony. So that's always been the criticism of him.
Not a bad trick.
The good thing is that trick is exactly what the Eagles need. You know, and that I think when Carson started to struggle last year, it was because teams were questioning, can he get the ball downfield? Is his accuracy tail off when he does go downfield? And you saw it, Dave. I mean, there was a point last year where other teams started sitting on all the short stuff and dared the Eagles to go downfield, and they couldn't do it. And so where I think Alshon Jeffrey would fit into every offense, to me, Torrey Smith is more addressing something very specific that they felt needed to be addressed. And if Torrey Smith can still run the way that he could run a couple of years ago, which I think is an open question, then, you know, it takes care of something that I think was a deficiency in the offense last year.
This is a 7-9 team a year ago. Mm-hmm. What will it take for the Eagles to get back into contention in the NFC East?
Well, I mean, the Cowboys were awfully good last year, and the Cowboys look like they're only going to get better based on the fact that, you know, their best players are 23, 24, 25 years old. They've drafted really well the last couple of years. So, you know, I certainly think that the Cowboys go into this season the favorite. I would have said the Redskins were the favorite this time last year, so you can see how quickly things can change. I think for the Eagles, it's really about getting Carson Wentz back to the level he was playing at early in the year, finding a way to just improve internally with him, you know, and kind of finding a way to develop the downfield passing game. That'll open everything up for them on offense. And then I think it's just, you know, on defense, it's achieving your potential, because I think that there is serious potential with Jim Schwartz back as the defensive coordinator for a second year. There's potential for that to be, you know, a top 5 or 10 defense. So you can see the potential there. There's just, you know, a lot of variables with, you know, needing the young players and the new additions to come along all at once.
And you hit it right on that. You've got to draft well. That first-round pick, number 14, is going to be so huge.
Right, right. And, you know, do you use it on another offensive weapon for Carson, or do you use it in a very, very deep defensive draft? Do you use it on a corner or pass rusher? I would think that given the depth at running back, they'll probably be sitting there at 14, and there will probably be a couple defensive players who would be a top 5 or 10 picks in any other draft. And so, you know, and knowing the way that Schwartz builds his defense with wanting edge players and wanting guys on the perimeter of the defense, I think you certainly see those tall, long Seattle-type corners. The draft's full of those. And you can see pass rushers, you know. And so I think there are a couple premium positions on defense that happen to be needs for the Eagles where you'll be able to address it with the 14th pick, which I would guess right now would be a higher priority than adding another offensive weapon after they, you know, spent, again, a lot of money to bring in Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith.
Albert, thanks so much.
You got it, Dave.